Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle. My life devotional series of storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. I want to take a moment right here and talk. We're about a third of the way through the series, and I just want to speak again about why did I want to do this series? I wanted to do the series because I've learned so much from walking with God's apostle. But also I'm doing it to encourage those of you that may have that opportunity in your walk in life, and that to make it a learning opportunity. Many times we're called to walk with somebody in God's service, and we don't look on it so much as a learning opportunity, but a serving opportunity. And it's really both. We do need to serve God's people, but we also need to look at it as a learning opportunity. I can't say I entered the walk with an apostle with that attitude, but after walking it for several years, I've realized the value of learning as I walk with an apostle. So I just wanted to let you know that as we continue with our series today. Today, our subject is preparation. Now, preparation is a word that many people understand, many people practice, but I learned it uniquely by walking with the apostle. As a part of my DNA, that's what I call my divine natural ability, I'm a planner. I love to plan, and I'm good at planning. And as I entered my business career, strategic planning kind of came almost second nature to me. And for many reasons, that was a good, stable way that my career grew. Because planning was natural to me, I thought that planning was preparation. But that was wrong, and that was an error in my thinking. Preparation for me was planning. They were two words that meant the same thing. But when I found myself with a newborn baby after 17 years of marriage, I found that I wasn't prepared for that. Even though when I found out at 5 months pregnant that I was going to have a baby, which means I had 4.5 months kind of to prepare, I did planning. What do I need to do? What do I need to buy? Who do I need to get involved? I need to find a daycare. I need to find a doctor. But sitting at the bottom of my bed with this little squirming girl on the bed, my husband and I looking at each other, it came so real to me, I wasn't prepared. It was after things calmed down in becoming a mother that I began to ask God about that, about being prepared. And I did some research. And I went through the knowledge base, thinking about it, looking at it, reading many, many books about preparation. But not once did I think to go to the source of all answers, which was God. Fast forward several, many years, and Dr. Akins was teaching on God's provision. And she said this, preparation is the provider of sufficiency. And I have to tell you that when she said that, for a minute, it's like those words just got so big in the room. And I realized that that's what I was missing in my understanding of preparation. And I said it to myself over and over again in my head. And I was like, okay, God, preparation is the provider of sufficiency. And he brought me to Ezekiel 37:27. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And I said, okay, God, I don't see how they correlate. I want to know. I want to be prepared to do what you've called me to do. And I know that everybody that has a heart after God wants that. And God said, I want you to break it down. The first part of preparation is pre, P-R-E. And he said, my tabernacle or my presence is always there ready for you. It's preset. It's there for you anytime you want to enter in. He said, now look at the middle part of it, the para, P-A-R-A. It means beside, awaiting. He said, my presence is always right there beside you, waiting for you to call on me. And the last part of preparation is the shin, T-I-O-N, which means formed action that is set for a purpose. That is preparation in God. We need to realize that His preparation is all we need. That's our sufficiency. So He took me back as I was sitting there in His presence and said, do you remember the day that you were standing at the bottom of the bed? What did you say to me? And then it came back to me. I said, okay, God, you're my God, and you gave me this child, and I need help. And that was what brought about all of the help that came into my life, even though I felt so unprepared. God provided through people, circumstances, people I knew, people I didn't know, and it became easier for me in life to be prepared for something I never thought I would be. And I love the fact that God brings these kind of answers into our life in a suddenly. I was sitting in the teaching with the apostle, and I never once even brought up the subject of needing to understand preparation. I just had that question. Did you ever have those questions that are just in you? It's not even like you're praying about them. They're just questions that exist in you, and they're just hanging there. But in that suddenly, in that moment when He used the apostle to speak those words, preparation is the provider of sufficiency, He breathed on that. Why did He breathe on it? Because His servant, the apostle that I walk with, teaches revelation that allows for God's breath to expand it in us in that moment, in that suddenly that we need it to be. So I encourage you today, my friends, that if you have questions, praying is always a good answer to when we have questions. But don't be surprised if God brings your answer to unprayed questions in a suddenly. Be open to it in a song, through a conversation, in a message from a godly person, because God does want to answer our questions. And my answer of needing to understand preparation versus planning was answered that day by His servant in that message. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.